Will you be the one? Find out how you can in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. I've always liked the number one. It was the first multiplication table I ever memorized. One multiplied by any number is the same number. I don't need a calculator for that one. I can do that math in my head. But the number one is more than just a mathematical concept. One person can change a family, a neighborhood, a nation, or even the entire world. Noah is a prime example. The beginning verses of Genesis chapter 6 describe a horrible time in the history of the world when God looked at us and we made him sick. Genesis chapter 6 verses 5 through 7 tell us, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, 'I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry I have made them.'" God looked at his creation, and what he saw grieved him. The phrase translated as "it grieved him to his heart" literally means to take a deep breath in extreme pain. It describes what you might do if suddenly you feel excruciating pain and inhale deeply. God's grief was heartfelt. It was deep. It was painful as he looked upon a sinful earth. What he saw was distressing. Not only was the wickedness of the earth distressing, but every intention of the thoughts of men were only evil continually. It was a situation beyond hope. It's the strongest statement of depravity in the entire Old Testament. Things were as bad as they could be, and it grieved God. We don't usually think of God in those terms, that what we do has an effect on God in that way. It's a sign of his love for us. He knows how much sin destroys, and it grieves him when we choose that destruction. He doesn't want that for us. In the same way that a parent who realizes that their child has made a choice in life that will bring them harm, God saw his creation make choices that he knew would destroy them, and it grieved him. There was no shortage of people in Noah's day who had chosen evil. They were easy to find. They still are. As long as we are in this world, evil will not be hard to find. You won't have to look long to find evil. Just hang around long enough and evil will find you. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's another option. You can be the one. Genesis chapter 6 describes one person who was doing what he ought to do. Genesis chapter 6 verse 8 says, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Noah was alone in his desire to live for the Lord. The description doesn't mean that Noah was perfect. No one is. What it does mean is that Noah lived his life for the Lord. He walked with God. He sought to live according to what God wanted him to be. And by doing so, Noah became the one. He was the one God was looking to find. He was the one through whom God would prepare the way for the future. The question for us today is, if God were looking for one today, would he find you? Now, God knows where you are. He knows where everybody is. The problem is not location. The problem is usability. Do you have what God's looking for? Noah illustrates what that is. God is looking for people who will walk with him. because Noah focused daily on the Lord's will. When God was looking for someone to accomplish the task ahead, he knew where to look. Noah wasn't hard to find. We shouldn't be either. You can be the one God is looking for, because now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.